You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, What is Truth? Now, here is Dr. Schultz.
For years, this newspaper was read by millions, and if stories appeared in this newspaper, even sensational ones, most people believe them. Incredibly powerful. This is the best way to describe the political impact of this publication. It told the masses how to think. This journal instructed millions how to live, and this newspaper had the power to swiftly destroy all those who challenged the atheistic philosophy of communism. Pravda, that was the name of this the most powerful newspaper in history. It was founded by the father of Soviet atheistic communism, Lenin. It was first published in 1912, and so we must say, how incredible! Yes, how ironic it is that this newspaper, which printed so many, many lies, was named Pravda, because you see, Pravda in Russian means truth. How different the recent history of Russia might have been, and how many millions of lives might have been saved, if only Lenin, the zealous promoter of godless socialism, would have read and studied and published the real truth as found in the Bible. In his frustration to understand life and economics, Lenin thought that life could be improved by removing God from the center of society. This is the fundamental principle of socialism. Therefore, Lenin and many later communists tried to build a society on the vain and corrupted nature of man. This did not work. In fact, it was a terrible failure. But Lenin was not alone. Throughout history, there have also been other arrogant, godless leaders, and they too stumbled in their efforts to find the real truth. Their failure had one common root. They looked, yes, they searched in vain for truth outside of God's divine revelation. And had they read and studied the Bible, they would have heard God's announcement concerning truth when he said of his only son, Jesus, This is my beloved Son, listen to him. With our Heavenly Father's advice that we listen to his Son, Jesus, let us then in sincere repentance and simple faith consider for a moment the person named Jesus who said publicly and boldly, I am the truth. Reading a book can be intellectually stimulating. Watching a television drama can be emotionally moving. But only Jesus Christ, yes, only Jesus Christ who is the truth, can totally transform us. With the same divine authority that Jesus said to the lady caught in the act of adultery, your sins are forgiven, so also Jesus now offers you the same blessed assurance. Through his innocent suffering and death on the cross, Jesus Christ has paid for all of your sins and mistakes. It may be difficult for you to believe that Jesus is saying to you, your sins have been paid for. However, this is the one message that you can absolutely depend on because, you see, Jesus himself, he is the truth, and he is also the messenger of the truth. Perhaps you are one of the many retired or aging who wonders and even worries daily what the next day will bring. In your hours of anxiety and in your moments of concern, let your spirit be lifted, and may your soul be comforted by the truth-filled words of the Savior, when Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, believe in God and believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, Jesus said. For, Jesus said, I now go to prepare a place for you. Then Jesus concluded, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. This glorious message of truth, This wonderful message of hope coming from the lips of Jesus is a life-giving message that is so urgently needed to stir the weary hearts of many elderly now languishing in hospitals and rest homes. With few visits from relatives and often no friend to speak to, the truth-filled promise of the beautiful Savior offers life for despair-darkened souls and hope for heavy hearts. Time and maturity have a unique way of crystallizing one's thinking. And as we grow older and as we become more and more mature, it is easier for us to see the most important issues of life. The question of whether there is life after the grave also looms more clearly in front of us. For this reason, we need to daily thank our Heavenly Father for sending His Son to be our eternal hope. Jesus is the truth, and He has also given us the most truthful message. There is life after death. From Jesus comes not merely nice-sounding religious expressions, but from Jesus come the promises that God is a God of grace and God is a God of mercy. And in His grace and mercy, God has provided a plan to rescue us. The Apostle Paul explains it all very beautifully when he says, "Our Heavenly Father has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints of life. For He, our Heavenly Father, has delivered us from the domain of darkness, and He has transferred us unto the kingdom of His beloved Son, Jesus, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." Over a century ago, the great Bible scholar Dr. E. W. Hengstenberg wrote that when we speak about Jesus as being the truth, we have no choice but to speak also of the Savior as being the way and the life. For it was the blessed Savior Himself who said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." Several months ago, a young lady who grew up under Soviet communism confessed her pilgrimage and her struggle as she searched for truth. She recalled how every day in her elementary school, she was forced to study from books written by godless followers of socialism. Even the most elementary books for first grade reading had in the introduction a large, full-page picture of the ruthless and scheming atheist, Lenin. Thus, this young lady grew up without any knowledge or awareness of God. In her teenage years, she went through great struggles, and at the university she began studying biology. However, for her, life became increasingly confused. And in a desperate attempt to find answers, this young lady discontinued her studies in biology, and she began studying philosophy. Her confusion and anxiety were not resolved. Actually, they were only intensified. Finally, at the invitation of a friend, this young lady began to attend a local Lutheran church. And it was at this point that her life began to change. From the pulpit, she listened to a pastor explain how Jesus is indeed the way, the truth, and the life. Prayer for this young woman became a way of life. Worship of the true God began to be a joy-filled experience. Oh, by the grace of God, many of us in the Western nations have not had to struggle like this young lady under governments such as communism. We have not had our seminaries closed, our churches boarded up and demolished, and our Christian books and literature forbidden. Nevertheless, the powers of the dark world and the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms are very, very much at work among us. Satan's schemes of destructive deception are now going on, in full, all around us. Our spiritually starved souls are daily tempted by colorful newspaper ads and overpowering window displays advertising the latest items of materialism, and also claiming that these items, if purchased, will fill the void of our soul and therefore make not only us but every person happy. Oh, today the devil is having a heyday. He is having a picnic with his deception of materialism. The latest model luxury cars are shown driven by men and women with a look of carefree independence and happiness. Expensive liquors are primarily displayed as drinks normally consumed at festive parties, gala weddings, and events of great prestige by men and women of stature and glamour. Oh yes, this is the way it is advertised instead of honestly showing it where most alcoholic drinks are actually consumed. In dim-lit, smoke-filled bars, in the poor section of town, among the unemployed and the depressed, or in homes where divorce is either finished or about to take place, and where children cry themselves to sleep at night due to the hunger because their parents, hooked on alcohol, have thrown away all the family food money. Oh, in our world of social instability and in our culture of endless deception, all of us, yes, every one of us, rich and poor, young and old, need a reliable rock upon which to establish our life. Materialism and dreams of money are not going to do it. Escapism through alcohol will never provide it either. We need solid social stability and a spiritual hope. You and I need a solid foundation. We need to know the real truth. We need to know the real way. And we need to be hooked up to the real life. Therefore, by simple faith, you today can be solidly connected to Jesus Christ, who is the truth. And you can live daily in this new truth and this new life with a new eternal hope. This is the only way, because remember, any and all attempts for you or for me to be religious on our own will surely fail. We need Jesus Christ, the sin-cleansing power of His bloody crucifixion, and the life-transforming power of His victorious resurrection. And so, my friend, a new life for you is possible. A new and solid future for your family is available. Let it begin today by confessing to God in private prayer that your life is not what it could be, and certainly not what it should be. Confess also your inability to begin a new life using your own strength. Then, by faith, place yourself at the mercy of the grace of God and confess to your loving Heavenly Father and say this: "Here I am. Alone, O Lord, I am helpless, and even my best acts of self-righteousness are as filthy rags. O Lord, save me. Lord, heal me and restore me." And upon this, your sincere confession, my friend, you can be absolutely certain that your gracious God will establish in your heart a spirit of life and hope, cleansing and healing. My friend, it is extremely important that you begin a new life with Jesus Christ today. But it is just as important, in fact, it is probably more important, that you make definite and specific arrangements to continue to build your future and the future of your family on the solid foundation of the Blessed Savior. This means that you and your family will need to begin attending regularly a church where the Bible is the source of all teaching and preaching, and where God's gospel of grace and forgiveness in Jesus Christ is the center of all this proclamation. Christians are like parts of a body: the hand, the toe, the kidney, the ear, the elbow, and so forth. The Bible explains when these parts are together, they are alive. They can function. When they are separate, however, they are dead and lifeless. Therefore, you and your family need to be part of this exhilarating life in the body of Christ. You need to be a member of a Christ-centered church where you and your family can worship every Sunday. Beginning this new life, of course, is not going to be easy. It will surely mean abandoning some of your old lifestyles. And this may even mean giving up some of your worldly friends and acquaintances. But whatever it takes, whatever new direction the Spirit of God gives, put your hand to the plow, my friend, and don't look back. In Christ, there can be a great future for you. Jesus Christ is not merely a religious teacher or even a religious leader. Jesus Christ is God. And when you are connected to Jesus by faith, you are actually connected to God. He is the only real source of life. Life itself will then take on a new meaning. And as you study the Scriptures, and as you pray, and as you worship regularly, the Spirit of God will enable you to understand life more clearly. For it is in Jesus Christ that all things hold together. Jesus is the hub of life. He is the heart of existence, both in this life and in the life to come. Therefore, when you know Jesus Christ, you will know the truth, because Jesus is the truth. And when you believe in Jesus Christ, you will know the way, because Jesus Christ is the way. And when you trust completely in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, then you will experience real life, because Jesus is life eternal. And so, my friend, make the break today. Disconnect yourself from your uncertain past. Disassociate yourself from all those who would insist on continuing to run with the ways of the world. Launch out. Yes, launch out and start and begin a new life in Jesus Christ. For you, Jesus is the absolute truth. He is the beautiful way. Jesus is life. Yes, Jesus Christ, for you, is life eternal. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message. The Lutheran Hour is a listener-supported ministry of the International Lutheran Layman's League.